producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to your calls. I apologize I didn't get to you, but most hosts would just hang up on you once the new guest came on. But I want to talk to you, and I appreciate you, so I don't take it for granted. David Knight's going to be hosting most of the hour. I'm going to go about 15 minutes into the next hour that we're already into to take your calls. And I also want to ask David a few points and a few questions, get his take on things. But I don't say this to be melodramatic. I'm not proud of the fact that I wasn't the strongest Christian when I was younger, because I saw the Pharisee pig-like creatures that posed as preachers. But I simply tell you that story because as I studied things and as I ran head up against evil, I learned that the people we're fighting are devil worshipers. It's like Lord Monckton said. He goes, these people are devils. They are devil worshipers. We're fighting devil worshipers. And I don't mean, and you saw Rockwell said, perhaps they're communicating with Satan. Perhaps they're being given guidance. Rockwell knows a lot more than he's obviously saying on air, folks. This is real. Okay, you need to understand that. This is not a game. And the people that want to run our lives and control us want to do it like you've got pigs, you know, in a pen you're about to slaughter. They don't want us domesticated because they want to keep us like domesticated animals, you know, like a dog or a cat. We are animals to be fed on. And that's what it comes down to. Let's go to your phone calls right now. I'm going to go to Alexi in England in a moment, but first, who's been holding the longest here, and then Debbie. Let's go to Clifford in Delaware, that great northern state up there. Welcome, Clifford.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on. I am calling from the thumbed-down condition state, the Democratic state of Delaware. Unfortunately, a lot of people are still asleep in this state, but they're gradually waking up. What I want to get to is, I need you to bear with me, I don't know how much time we have, but Alex, last month, for several weeks, just about every day, okay, we had a bomb threat in several schools in this state, and one of the schools were where my kids attend at, okay. The problem I have with that, what we were talking about earlier, is that the state tried to say that, you know, that the children don't belong to you. Well, I called the governor's office because my daughter called me, and she informed me that she wanted to come home. She was scared. The school was on lockdown, and that, you know, nobody could get in or get out.
And they wouldn't let you have your daughter. Yeah, yeah. This is all about, on record, this is done worldwide, to teach you that your kids don't belong to you, to teach them psychologically, daddy ain't coming, baby. We have power over you. This is a prison. And they admit they're doing that not to protect them. The teachers don't really know this. It's psychological warfare, that you are really not their parent and that the state is God. And to set the precedent to even bust them to other locations during, quote, emergencies, this is the state training your children to be separated from you.
Well, here's what I'm getting at with this, Alex, is that I know months, you know, for a while now, people have been talking about how, you know, Obama may not leave office. You know, he's got, you know, he's just making everything look good for. I truly believe something is brewing, and I think all those bomb threats were inside jobs done to see how people would react.
Well, of course they are. Of course most of them are, just like they do inside jobs to buy more $5 million, you know, bomb robots. It's all bureaucracy. It's all conditioning. It's all about, you know, manipulating the American people. It is truly sickening. And they have some drills where they come point guns at kids and don't tell them it's a drill. And it's all about seeing what they can get away with and what they can get cops to do. This is all compartmentalized. They give a cover story to the low-level people, and then they go out and do horrible things, believing it's for a greater good because they've been brainwashed. Thank you, Clifford. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to break. Come back to Debbie, then Alexi, Carson, and Richard. Then I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight. But, David, 45 seconds to break. We're going to break here. Just in 30 seconds, Do you agree with me that the end of the rabbit hole, we find Satanists? Because that's what I just keep running into.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. I mean, we don't struggle against flesh and blood. We struggle against principalities and the power of the air, right? That's what the Bible tells us. I believe the Bible. I believe that's what we're really fighting against. And that's why there is a pattern even behind the elitist, global elitists.
It's the same wavelength, the same signature, the same consciousness throughout history. It is not human in nature. It is off-world, the God, the little God that fell to earth and would be king. Sounds like science fiction. Look around you, folks. You're living in science fiction.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastic that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Enfroplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Enfroplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Enfroplex and Super Male Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What to mean, what to say.
We're going to run through your calls very quickly, at least those that have been holding, and I'm handing the baton to David Knight. I got a few clips I want to play as well. Really sad turn of events with the whole Bundy ranch situation in Oregon. They want to put him in jail for 42 years. Incredible stuff happening on the economy. David's got a big show lined up for you right now in this last hour, but let's go to Carson, Debbie, and Alexei, and then Richard, then I'm going to hand the baton. William and others can hold over. I mean, I want to answer his question. Is a gay male on Trump Alex Jones supporter? So I want to see what he has to say. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Carson in Missouri. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, happy birthday, young man. Alex.
Thank you, my friend. Well, I mean, it was yesterday, but I got into the office today, so they got me a cake. But yeah, 42.
Yesterday was my birthday as well, but I got 20 years on you. So.
All right, so you're a fellow Aquarian.
Here you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, I just wanted to, I was listening to what you and Lou were talking about and I wanted to get his opinion on a thing or two, but that's okay. I'd really just like to quote two of people that I admire very much. In fact, I can throw you in there too. I mean, first, I had heard you say probably a dozen times today and probably two or three dozen times every time I listen to your program. You say they're dumbing us down. They're dumbing us down. They're dumbing us down. But Alex, it's not just what they're not, what they are teaching us, but more importantly, what's what they're not teaching us in class. There's no more, they're not teaching us any more factual, historic, civic, or the Constitution. They have stolen that from us. They've stolen that from our education.
I agree. But also, they make it boring and weird and hard and not making sense on purpose, because if you ever catch that bug of actually learning history and learning business and how to be charming and etiquette, there's no etiquette, there's no nothing. These aren't people. I mean, it's incredible. I like going to third world countries now because compared to Americans, they're more alive. And everybody used to look at Americans and think those are the smartest, coolest people. I mean, that was real. Now, on average, we are exceptionally dumbed down because it's been scientifically done. But why do you think it's so bad?
You know, I remember in eighth grade, I had to pass the civics course. I had to memorize the preamble and how many, you know, I had to take that course in order to pass eighth grade, in eighth grade, in order to go on to high school. Well, now there's hardly anything like that anymore. You know, and when I talked to David Knight, David's big on jury nullification, and he said we have to, quote unquote, we need to educate ourselves. But where do we go for that education? Well, I found a group, and I brought it up to you, but another guy last week brought it up to you, and I checked it out. It's called NationalLibertyAlliance.org. They have a civics course. It's totally free.
Absolutely. Listen, I got to jump to their callers, but it's all there to be rediscovered. We've never had more information available, but people just don't take it seriously and don't care. And so much of that is because of the entertainment culture. They don't understand it's a birthright that's been stolen from them. All right, let's go to Alexei in England. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm 19 years old, and I live here in the UK. But all my family are Russian. I'm Russian. And my great-grandfather was a colonel in the Soviet Army, and he went to nuclear tests and things like that. And one thing he always emphasized is he thought there would never be a full-blown nuclear war because of the mutual destruction and how that's not kind of profitable. What we're seeing now with Saudi Arabia and Turkey being extremely aggressive, do you really think, are they just trying to kind of restart a Cold War, or do they really want a large world war? Because personally, I don't see I think they do the wars for profit. I don't see why they'd want to
sure.
do a whole war. What do you think about it? And also, what's your thoughts on Putin? Or maybe you've got some questions to ask me because I'm Russian, so I could give you a kind of Russian perspective on it.
Well, I know most Russians' perspective is they put these old, dry, stuffed Soviet leaders up that people were ashamed of. They knew the government was lying. Russians all over the world could be more proud of Putin because he's seen us standing up for the country. And that's pretty much the view that I get from the Russians I know and what I see in diverse press. But you can give me your view on it. Here's the deal. Napoleon didn't think he was going to lose, neither did Hitler. And these elites get to these points where they're going to expand or they're going to collapse. And they need wars to divert the public from their current operations domestically. I was watching Fox News last week, and they were saying, Putin wants a war because his economy's in trouble. No, the West started the war, the economic war on the oil, the encirclement. I mean, there's no doubt that the West started the war. Well, who is the West? It's globalists that hate us, too. So they're playing us two sides off against each other, and the elite want to have a controlled nuclear war that they think they can win and then use that to devastate civilization, and then they reemerge building a new planetary system. Now, that's totally insane, but that's what Stanley Kubrick exposed that was later declassified to be real, what they called Plan R, where he goes, Mr. President, we must not allow a mine shaft gap. So You look at these elites, they actually, the Pentagon puts out propaganda about survivable nuclear wars and how nukes are no big deal to use now. And so that's where this is going. The Pentagon itself admits the world's never been in more danger of a larger war than it is now. Most historians, I say most, almost all of them. In fact, I haven't seen any that disagree. That's why I'm going to be careful and say, no historians disagree. We're on the edge of a huge war. Every historian you see out there says parallels of World War I are just over the top. Okay, and the same thing for World War II. And there's a spirit behind this. When you study these elites, they will go around the block to do evil when good is right there in their grasp. They will fail themselves to be able to carry out some great evil. But briefly, what is your... See, for them, the journey's the destination. They just like doing bad stuff. These are... See, they always sell the idea of you like beautiful women, so you're deviant. That's meant to make you want to be deviant and think, oh, anybody that warns me about being deviant is just a square, doesn't want me to have a good time. It's how Satanists recruit people. Oh, the church says don't have a bunch of sex. Here, we're going to party, sex rituals. Well, they don't want sex rituals. They want to put you in a cult, suck money out of you, brainwash you, control your life. They don't want to have you actually be free. They want you to be a slave. And so it's the same thing with these current elites, is that they actually want to destroy free will. And they actually want to hurt people and dominate them. They get off on it. Like, let me go to David Knight on this, and we'll co-host in the next segment, and I'm going to punch out of here. David, you hear my rants on this whole subject. What do you genuinely think about Russia, about Putin, about the danger of war that we're seeing build right now?
Well, you know, Alex, I had an article to cover from RT talking about Donald Trump. He mentioned that he thought we were looking at the end of Europe if we didn't control immigration. One of the things that he said was, hey, I want good relations with Russia. I mean, is that a crazy thing? Is that a crazy thing to
oppose? He's into commerce.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't we make deals? Why don't we have business? Why don't we?
I mean, we've got people, most of the people on the, virtually everyone else except him on the Republican side now was Rand Paul opposed it, but he's on the fence and says, well, maybe we ought to talk to these people and take this slow. But everybody else is like, no, we need a no-fly zone over Syria. They want to set up these triggers for World War III, and of course, so does Hillary Clinton on this. And he's like, well, wait a minute, why can't we have good relations with them? He looks at an older foreign policy, and so, you know, when I look at somebody who's opposing balkanization, somebody who says, no, we don't want to rush into World War III and set up triggers for it, he's supposedly the crazy guy in the race. That's the amazing thing to me.
I also love how none of these other people are former military.
Yeah.
And they're all shooting their mouth about polish off Russia in a couple minutes, kill them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just cavalierly talking about the end of the world. They're just going, and Hillary's walking around going, I'll blow Russia up too. And then what do you make of her wearing these weird Communist Party outfits from the 60s in China? I mean, she's wearing exact copies in silk of these.
Oh, yeah. It fits, doesn't it? It was shortly before we went to adopt my daughter, the people who we knew that had gone earlier. I mean, just a few years before we went, most of the people were wearing those types of Mao pajamas if they had clothes to wear. I mean, the kids basically didn't even have clothes on them below their waist. They didn't have diapers. They didn't have clothes. Once we got over there, they were starting to dress pretty much like we were because they're having an increase in standard of living. But, yeah, it's part of the uniform. It's part of I guess she thinks it projects strength through socialism. But I think what we need to do is we need to have a hashtag, Alex. We need to start talking about crony socialism. You know, they talk about crony capitalism, about the corruption with businesses and that sort of thing. We need to talk about the corruption of the political system, like her superdelegates, like the fact that the DNC is going to adjust the contribution laws. Now, we need to start talking about crony socialism, because if these Bernie Sanders people want to turn over all the decisions in their life to the government, understand it's going to be run like this election where the insiders, where the party
apparatus. Don't they get you've got to have decentralization? Don't they see what collectivism is, where the Democratic Politburo above them that elects the delegates, the superdelegates, forget the delegates, but the superdelegates that control the delegates, and they're like, yes, we're just going to take the election from you. Don't you see how a big system is designed to gang rape you?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Bernie Sanders got 150,000 votes. He got 15 delegates. Now, those were the delegates that were about 10,000 votes per delegate. But, of course, Hillary Clinton, before the election even began, she had 6 of the 8 superdelegates because she just goes in with a handshake or a backroom deal with them. And that's the way it's going to work out if you have socialism.
And by the way, she ends up offering them little duchies, little sub-fiefs in government jobs and government positions to give her the vote. It's admitted.
Yeah.
You're going to ban campaign finance. You're going to ban people giving money, but you're not really, see. They're going to selectively enforce the whole thing. And how do you stop that? You don't have it to begin with. You don't have a big government to begin with. Mm-hmm. Don't you people figure any of that out? Don't you understand what made America so prosperous? And that's why they want to destroy the prosperousness. It's why they want to bankrupt it, why they want to shut off the national lands and shut down the farmers' markets and shut everything down, because they want total and complete centralization. They're gangsters. And then Hillary's a woman, and these weird socialists get off on that, and they go, she'll be my strong man. She'll deliver me milk and honey. Alexi, real quick, or Alexa, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her right. Tell me, real quick, your view on Putin.
Personally, I mean, I completely agree with you. The thing is, Putin's doing the right things for Russia. So whether he's corrupt or secretly a billionaire, it does, you know, in comparison to what's going on in the West, and I live in the UK, so I see what's happening here. I mean, as you always say, he's literally an angel, because at least he's, you know, putting Russia into the right direction.
Well, here's the deal. Closet Christians like Putin under the Soviet Union, whether he's perfect, whether he's bad, whether he's in between, when you join the globalists, look, at his level, they meet with him. It's, you're going to give your public these vaccines. You're going to plant these crops. You're going to put this on television. You're going to teach your five-year-olds how to give oral sex. I mean, literally. And Putin has come out and said, you know what, I'm not doing it. So it's, and Russia, they got TV hosts over there that are their top hosts, where they make jokes in our media that see it. They're like, it's like they've given Alex Jones a national TV show. They got guys on there saying everything we say, because it's true. And the truth is hardcore, especially for the Russians that were under a New York, London-based disease of the Bolsheviks that our government sent over there to kick out one tyranny and bring in something 50 times worse, probably globally. You know, five times worse for Russia. It's whatever the numbers are. I mean, far worse in the numbers of dead, the enslavement. Replace one monarchy with another one, but a monarchy of an oligarchy of bureaucrats and political pundits and Satanists. I mean, there have been books written about Lenin. And I'm not going to get into the whole deal, but his generals would come to him and say, sir, okay, we've killed 2 million people in the last year just in this country, and we've arrested millions. They're in the... And they're all submitting, doing everything we say, and he would just go, kill another half at this town. He just pointed a map, and they go, sure, they have nothing. He goes, I want blood! Ah, he would just start freaking out, like, Satan, and like foaming at the mouth, okay? I mean, you're giving psycho exorcist-type people who are spewing green soup, folks, power. And I forget the FBI agent. I've had him on 4 or 5 times. He got audited by the feds. He was in the White House. He was the one that said they had crack pipes and Mao ornaments all over it, and then later it was confirmed that indeed that happened. But they, what's his name? Google FBI agent, White House Christmas tree, communist ornaments. And people said, that sounds dumb. Why would you do that? She's in power. She rules us. Why does she care? She's busy selling secrets to the Chinese. You know, missile secrets. She wants to desecrate. They want to pull down crosses. They want to put crack pipes on Christmas trees. They want to teach your five-year-old how to masturbate. Remember Jocelyn Elders? They're freaks, folks. She gets off on it. They love it, like the Satanists that showed up with saying they're anarchists, with Lenin tattoos and Stalin tattoos, saying, I'm fat, I have hair under my arms, I love Satan. That's a quote. And I kill babies. And then you go to the Capitol, and the state police have their mouths hanging open as hundreds of plainclothes, dressed, nice women began to just start chanting Hail Satan and sticking their tongues out as if some mass possession happened. Where does that come from, folks? What is that? And when you actually see that with your own eyeballs, you make a decision. I'm not going wherever those people came from. I don't want to be with those people. And I'm going to fight them with everything I've got. I know I'm ranting, and I'm going to punch out. We got a couple clips here, David, and I appreciate the fine job you do. Part of this is I come over to the fourth hour routinely, folks. This is planned, but some days I'm too exhausted to do it. Today's not one of them. But I'm ranting about this, and today I've really been freaked out on air because it's just getting so weird. And I just sense these people are going to start a nuclear war or something if we don't stop them. I mean, they are just so damn evil, David.
Yeah, Alex, and of course, you know, it's not just the wars, but it's also, you know, the culling of the population, what they put into the water, into the food. It seems to be an obsession with them, doesn't it?
Well, you saw the footage of Jakari and I out there with those people, and my dad always calls them glow-in-the-dark people.
Yeah.
They can be black, they can be white, they have a green glow. I mean, in fact, can we show some of the Satanist video? The, you know, abortion Satanist video?
Yeah, my wife was there, too. You know, it was pretty crazy.
I mean, and she was like, I adopt babies, I don't want to kill them. She goes, I kill my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot your wife was there,
yeah.
And those people actually had green skin.
Yeah, that was to my wife that lady said, I kill my babies. You know, she looked at her, and that was in response to that. So, yeah.
And you look at that face, it's like a demon. Because they're getting off on that energy source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, pretty sick. So, yeah, there are people who definitely, and it's not just at the bottom level, it's especially at the top. And, of course, it's also tied into the pedophile rings and the... You know, things like Jeffrey Epstein, his pedophile island, that, you know, there were connections with a lot of elites like Bill Clinton and others. Those are all part of the, you know, it's just a person. For Bernie Sanders, yeah, they can get into that. When you look at what happened in Central America, you know, Bernie Sanders went down to the Sandinistas and to Daniel Ortega. He was very happy with what Daniel Ortega was doing. He thought he was a hero. That guy was the biggest kleptocrat Central America's ever seen. He nationalized everything until they were ready to throw him out. Then he privatized it again for himself. That's the kind of guy that Bernie Sanders sang the praises of. And, of course, the legacy of that is that people in Central and South America can't even get food, water, or medicine. They have to go to neighboring countries or try to immigrate into the United States because of socialism. Same socialism that Bernie Sanders has praised for the last 30 to 40 years.
Bernie Sanders is evil. I mean, they know socialism's run by elites. They know it creates hell, dependency. And he sits there and points at the billionaire elites that are milking the system above it and then tries to go to these poor masses and promise them free goodies if they just get on a slave ship. He makes me sick.
It's based on envy. It's based on envy, and it's people who want free stuff and not freedom. Equality of results, not equality of opportunity. That's the big difference. That's the difference between a Ron Paul and a Bernie Sanders.
And they don't know how to produce wealth either. These are such, and I'm not trying to be mean, but have you been down to UT? I know you've done some man on the streets. You go down to UT or any other campus, these people look bad, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what happened to them, David?
Well, they have been kept in an institution their entire life. You know, most of them were institutionalized at 3 years old. They spend most of their day in a government institution. They're now and are still in a government institution. They're accumulating massive amounts of debt, and they want somebody to wave their magic wand and make it go away. But, you know, the other part of this is that if they have free college for everyone, remember they're going to have free college for all the open border immigrants. So we're going to be paying free college for everyone.
And that's designed to further bankrupt it. They want to be a bigger bailout to fix that. We'll have to go total commie. And then you'll be in a forced labor camp. And you'll be so stupid, you'll love it. Let's jam in one more. Then I'm going to hand the baton over to you. Debbie, a former police officer, says she was harassed for InfoWars stickers. That ties into all the news of UT, you know, arresting or ticketing people for Christian preaching, saying you offended someone. Debbie, what happened to you in New Jersey?
Hi, Alex. Hi, David. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks for holding. I'm very obnoxious today.
Oh, no, that's fine. Okay, I was pulled over by a New Jersey State Police car a couple of months back, and I committed no infraction. So I pulled over. Snot-nosed 20-year-old cop gets out of his car, walks up to the passenger side, and starts reading the stickers on my car. And he says, "What's all this?" So I said, "Well, that's my... I'm exercising my First Amendment right. They're patriotic and, you know, my love for freedom." So he's reading them, and then he asked me for my license and registration. So I said, I'm a retired police officer myself. So I showed him my credentials, and he just kind of nodded. So I asked him, I said, "Would you like a pocket constitution?" He said, "No, thanks." And he didn't say anything further. He was very quiet. And then he walked off. So I told my husband, I said, it just is weird that I got pulled over for that. I said, if I had an ISIS flag on my car, I wonder if I would have gotten pulled over. Because I also had a Don't Tread on Me flag, InfoWars stickers, and my Hillary for Prison t-shirt in the front window. And that's probably
why he pulled you over. Stay there. I want you to finish with David Knight. I want to hear your story. I'm gonna punch out. I want David to finish asking you about this. It ties into all this other censorship we're seeing. And then David's gonna get into the Bundys. Everything else that's happening. And the nightly news is 7 o'clock Central tonight. By the way, we have the new Hillary for Prison shirt. The other one was a special edition. So is this one. InfoWarsStore.com. They don't want us exercising this because it has power. They want to intimidate us. Let's not let them win.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, finishing out the fourth hour. I want to go back to our caller, Debbie in New Jersey, a retired police officer who was pulled over because she had some bumper stickers on her car, one of them an InfoWars bumper sticker. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to let you know about a couple of specials that were extended from yesterday. The 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food has been extended. You can get 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They have a shelf life of 25 years. They're made in the USA. They're packaged in the USA. top-notch packaging, even with Ziploc. So even after you break that initial seal, it's good for several days with a Ziploc packaging. Again, you can get that 30 to 40% off for a limited time while supplies last. And also, if you get more than $50 or more, you get free shipping. We've also extended Silver Bullet, 15% off and free shipping. And you get, actually, I don't see the free shipping. It's 15% off, but you also do get another 10% if you get the auto ship feature. Select that at InfoWarsLife.com. Then you will get that shipped to you at the interval you choose. So you guarantee that you're never going to be in a situation where you're out of stock on Silver Bullet. Again, Silver Bullet for 15% off. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. Let's go back to Debbie in New Jersey. Debbie, the question I had was, are you familiar with the 2009 MIAC report that we broke that news here at InfoWars?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, that was a situation, the Michigan Fusion Center, and that was after the 2008 election, and they had advised law enforcement. Do you know what a fusion center is, first of all? Maybe I should define that for the audience. A fusion center is basically a center where all the different law enforcement agencies exchange information in an area. They have regional fusion centers. They put out one in 2009 in Michigan telling the officers to be on the lookout for anyone with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, with a Bob Barr bumper sticker, with a Constitution Party Chuck Baldwin sticker. So basically, they were identifying anybody that was an independent, that was a libertarian supporter of Ron Paul. They were identifying them as being somebody who was suspicious, dangerous, kind of be on the lookout for. And so that's probably what's going on. I wouldn't be surprised if it's some kind of a fusion threat. And, of course, using the term sovereign citizen, are you familiar with how law enforcement uses that?
Oh, yes. And by the way, yeah. I do have a Rand Paul magnetized sticker on my bumper.
There you go. You're a terrorist.
Yes. And the funny thing is, I retired in 2012.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, the thing is, you know then about sovereign citizens. I remember we're going to talk about Clive and Bundy. I remember he was on the Glenn Beck show there interviewing him, and it wasn't Glenn Beck, but it was one of Glenn Beck's people said, "Are you a sovereign citizen?" And I saw that, and it's like, man, they are trying to put a bullseye on his back. And he had no idea. He goes, "Well, I think the American people, we the people, are sovereign over our government. We created, you know, that type of thing." But he was not what they want to consider label as a sovereign citizen. You know as well as I do that when they attach that label sovereign citizen to somebody, they have indoctrinated law enforcement that if it's the label sovereign citizen, expect this guy to jump out of his car shooting at you. And so they're on a hair trigger to execute somebody that's labeled as a sovereign citizen, right?
Yes. And Passaic County, my cousin went through their police academy in Passaic County. He told me that he's not allowed to tell anybody, but they are training the police to go after anybody calling themselves sovereign citizen or using that phrase, and they're having specialty classes on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, a very close friend of my wife's back in North Carolina, where we're from, she heard some of my radio program, and she said, "Well, it sounds like your husband's very anti-government. He's not a sovereign citizen, is he?" I have a friend whose husband is in law enforcement, and they're warning them about sovereign citizens trying to kill people all the time. And she says, no, you don't understand. It is not a crime to criticize our government. But that's precisely what I see in this Clive and Bundy indictment. I want to talk about that in some detail. Thank you very much, Debbie, and thank you for speaking out, for exercising your free speech. You know, if you don't exercise your free speech, you're going to lose it. It's a very dangerous thing to let the government intimidate you into silence. We cannot allow ourselves to do that. No matter what happens, no matter how much they intimidate people, we cannot allow them to intimidate us into silence, to lose the heritage that our forefathers, I use that word, the forefathers, that our forefathers have handed down to us. We cannot give that up. While we're talking about law enforcement and being trained to react very quickly and perhaps with excessive force, I want to give you an anecdote, a story here, a true story. This is out of WND. Talking about something that started out as a scam, but escalated into a life-threatening situation because they got the SWAT team involved as part of the scam. Now, this happened in Colorado Springs, and this person was being scammed by somebody on the phone, trying to steal money from them using this scam involving the IRS. They pretend to be IRS agents. They come in and they say that the family owes the IRS money. They got to pay up immediately or they're going to be in serious trouble. Well, it sounded very official to this person, but they still weren't quite sure. So they went into their bank. They talked to the bank manager, and the bank manager said, you know, there's been a lot of this going around in this area. This is a scam. The manager called the number herself, was given the same spiel. She said, no, this is a scam. So he didn't pay. But he said, they kept calling me. They kept telling me that if I didn't pay the money, a police officer was going to come and arrest me within 15 minutes and take me away to jail for 3 to 5 years. And then he said, suddenly, told the TV station there, KKTV, said, suddenly the call took a frightening real-world turn. The scammers started calling 911. They put in a call that I was harming people, that I wanted to kill cops. This is called swatting, okay? A lot of people have done this as a prank. It is a life-threatening prank when you do this. Because remember, when they get these calls now, the police have been trained in a very different way than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago. Okay, in many cases, as we've talked about multiple times out in New Mexico, the State Police Academy had a new curriculum that was put in by the feds, and an experienced officer there who was an instructor, had been there for many, many years, said, I'm not going to teach this curriculum. This is a shoot-first curriculum. And they said, okay, fine, you can leave. And he did. He resigned. He wouldn't. But they're changing the way they interact with people. So this is what happens. They call 911. They say that there's people that are being harmed at this address, and that there's somebody at this address that wants to kill cops. He says the police swarmed his home on Windy Oaks Road, and he said there were 12 police cars surrounding his house with his 20-year-old daughter, Amber, the only one at home. Amber didn't know what was going on, whether these calls were from the real police or from these scammers who were saying they were the IRS. So it's like, is this the real IRS? Is this the real police? I don't know what's going on. He said, it says her father raced home from his office. She came outside. Eventually, the guys with shields and guns, as he put it, stood down. And he said this. He said, I lost trust, unfortunately, in the police department. Because they were telling me they were outside the house wanting to get in the house, and I knew my daughter was home alone. I didn't know who was calling me because I had all these fake phone calls happening from 6 different numbers. So when the police officer contacted me on my cell phone, I said it was from an unavailable number, so I thought it was a scam again. Do you see how this works? Do you see how dangerous it is when we have this? Just reported yesterday when I was doing the radio show about the Minority Report false flags, giving a false positive, essentially, not a false flag, but giving a false positive, looking at pictures of people saying he's not moving and everybody else is moving, so there's something suspicious about this individual. Or somebody comes up to change a flat tire in their car and they think that the car is being stolen, so they call the police or the SWAT team to come intercept this individual. It's very dangerous now, the way the police are interacting with people, and it's very dangerous that we are offloading these types of decisions, perhaps in the future, to artificial intelligence. And when we look at things that are coming down the line, real quickly, I want to tell you about some things that are happening with encryption. We've got a couple of congressmen who have now put in a bill to push back against California and New York banning the sale of encrypted phones. So they've got California and New York trying to stop any kind of privacy encryption on your cell phone. You've got a lot of personal data on your cell phone, but they don't want you to have the ability to keep that privacy. And so California and New York want to ban the sale of encrypted phones. They want to fine manufacturers for each phone that is sold in their state that has encryption on it. So you've got a couple of congressmen. One is a Democrat in California, Ted Lieu. Another one is from Texas, Blake Fahrenholt. They came up with the Encrypt Act, which would basically override California, New York, and other states' efforts to ban encryption. However, what's going on in Congress is you've got senators like Dianne Feinstein, Richard Burr, congressmen like Mike McCall, all these people who are on Homeland Security committees who love the surveillance state. They are coming up with legislation that would essentially ban encryption at the federal level. So they would do what California and New York are trying to do at the state level. So there's a battle going on. You have to understand, you have to see what's going on, pick the right side, encourage the people who are standing up for your rights to privacy, your constitutional rights to privacy. Haven't we heard for decades, 40-some-odd years, that abortion is based on the right to privacy? You want to tell me that I have, because of the right of privacy, the ability to kill my child? Yet I don't have any privacy when it comes to my person, my personal effects? That is a perversion of the Constitution. And let me tell you why you need encryption. There's a story yesterday on the Daily Mail, a cybersecurity expert talking about how, and this is a British paper, how your kettle could steal your car. But basically what they're talking about is Ford is going to put all kinds of capability inside of the car, turning your car, making your car part of the network, part of the Internet of Things. You've heard that phrase before. That means that your toaster, your kettle, if you're British, your microwave oven, your thermostat in your home, that's all part of the Internet of Things. They want to make your car part of that as well. Well, if you don't have encryption, if you don't have security, somebody can steal your car. They can do all kinds of mischief to you. So that's why you need encryption. Now, let me tell you why the government doesn't want you to have encryption. Here's a story from The Guardian. The New York Police Department tracked citizens' cell phones 1,000 times without warrants since 2008. So the government doesn't want you to have encryption because the government wants to spy on you incessantly. So they want to expose you to the possibility of somebody stealing your car, or here's what's worse, somebody crashing your car, thinking that it's a prank. You don't think that would happen? Think about the times that you've heard of people driving down the interstate highway and there's some idiot with rocks, dropping rocks on the cars below. I've heard this multiple times. This continues to happen. It isn't just one sick, crazy nut that does this. Evidently, it's something that appeals to multiple people to do this because it does happen all the time. You don't think those same people would get a lot of jollies out of driving cars off the road or driving cars into each other when they hack into the systems that are being increasingly put into these cars, especially when they become self-driving cars, when they become computer-driven cars? Of course they're going to do that. One more thing to tie this all together. Take a look at what the politicians are doing. You know, they talk about various things, but do they really walk the walk? A good example of this is Ted Cruz, somebody who talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk. When we're looking at encryption, when we're looking at the way they use data on people, there's a story from the AP. Cruz app data collection helps the campaign read the minds of voters. Now, do you think if Ted Cruz is going to be president, you think that he would want to pull back the surveillance state? Of course he wouldn't. He's going to use human domain analytics, activity-based intelligence. He wants to master the human domain because right now he wants to master the human voters. And they point out the hypocrisy of what Ted Cruz says. He says, protecting the privacy of law-abiding citizens from the government is a pillar of Ted Cruz's Republican presidential candidacy. But his campaign is testing the limits of siphoning personal data from his supporters. Do you see how that works? See, just as it was pointed out by his former Harvard professor when talking about his eligibility issues and the natural born citizen point of view, the Lawrence Tribe, who was his professor, said, look, I believe in a living constitution. I think we just ought to reinterpret it constantly and that, the words don't really mean anything. Right. But Ted Cruz is selling you the idea that he's going to appoint Supreme Court judges who will go with strict interpretations, originalists who want to look at what was actually written and what was meant by those words. Like, what did the word militia mean? What does the phrase natural born citizen mean? He says Ted Cruz is telling you he's going to appoint originalist judges. Yet those originalist judges would say that Ted Cruz is not eligible to be president. Just like we see Ted Cruz say, I'm going to protect your privacy. I'm going to make sure the government doesn't spy on you, while he spies on his own supporters. Just like he did in Iowa, this guy whose wife comes out and says, Ted Cruz, this is his wife Heidi, who works for Goldman Sachs, Ted Cruz shows America, quote, the face of the God we serve. Yeah, unintentionally, perhaps. Maybe what they serve is Goldman Sachs, not God, okay? When you look at what he did to his fellow Christian, the guy that he was competing with for the Christian votes, when you look at the timeline, and then when you look at not only what they did, but the lies that he told about it the following day, that's why Donald Trump comes out and tweets, is this guy really a Christian? He goes, how can Ted Cruz be an evangelical Christian when he lies so much, when he's so dishonest? You know, I really hadn't looked at the timeline until 2 days ago, and I looked at this Breitbart article. Do you realize that when they started this whispering campaign as the Iowa caucus was going, the tweet that came out initially from CNN said, well, you know, Ben Carson says that he's not going to go to New Hampshire or South Carolina. He's going to go home to Florida for some R&R. He'll be in D.C. tomorrow for the National Prayer Breakfast. And then he immediately tweets out, within 2 minutes of each other, after saying that, he says, his campaign tells me he plans to stay in the race beyond Iowa no matter what the results are tonight. Okay? So he does a tweet at 6:41, another one at 6:43, another one at 6:43. Okay? Three tweets within 2 minutes. And that's on Twitter. That's from Chris Moody at CNN. Then at 6:44, Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper, Dana Bash on CNN talking about that and saying, yeah, it's kind of strange, you know, but yeah, he says he's not getting out. Then at 6:53, the Carson campaign responds to CNN and wants to clarify, look, we pointed out he's not stepping down. But then the mischief starts for Ted Cruz. 7:01, Cruz tells everybody, as the caucuses have started, Carson looks like he's going to drop out. At 7:05, somebody from the Carson campaign, a Carson spokesman says, no, he is not dropping out of the campaign. But that doesn't stop the Cruz people. 2 minutes later, Cruz campaign calls volunteers reporting Carson is dropping out, tells them to tell everybody in the caucus. 7:08, CNN tweets that Carson plans to take a break from campaigning. 7:19 to 7:20, there's tweets that Carson is likely dropping out by Steve King, the guy who is supporting the Iowa congressman who is supporting Ted Cruz, come hell or high water. Then at 7:30, the Cruz campaign continues to call volunteers with erroneous information about Carson. Let me put this information. Perspective. At 7:41 and 7:43, there's a tweet out saying he's not going to go to New Hampshire and South Carolina, but he's staying in. And for nearly an hour, Ted Cruz is telling people, even after there's been tweets out from the Carson campaign, telling people that Carson is dropping out. That's the kind of dishonesty and lies that he did to get the Christian vote from the Christian candidate. How do you say that shows the face of God?
Are you coughing and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I apologize to the callers. I really have to get to this 32-page indictment of Clive and Bundy. You can see it. It's up on Infowars.com. We have put the document up there. You can read it, and I thank many people who have followed this story from the beginning. People who have seen the video that we shot as we were reporting from that site will be absolutely amazed at what is in this indictment. Before I get into the details of it, I just want to repeat for you again quickly. We've got several sales up at InfoWarsLife.com. We have 15% off Prostaguard, 15% off Silver Bullet, 15% off the combination of Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality, and 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. And for those health products, if you sign up for AutoShip, you can get an additional 10% off. So we've extended several of those sales, and take advantage of that now while they last. Going to this indictment, and again, it's a 32-page indictment. They are talking about possibly, if they get all their charges through on Clive and Bundy, sending him to jail. He's 73 years old. Sending him to jail for 42 years. 42 years. 42 years plus another $1.5 million in terms of fine. And when people look at all this and call him a welfare rancher and everything, understand that these fines that they're paying each year, I don't know how much his grazing fees were. I don't think he had a ranch that was much different in size than Lavoie Finicum. Lavoie's grazing fees were $1,200 a year. And so even if Clive and Bundy had not paid them for 20 years out of protest, out of civil disobedience, he would have about a $20,000 of grazing fees that he would not have paid. The rest of that, and even if you want to double that, okay, $40,000, they can easily extend that with penalties and interest, to, just like the IRS does, to $1 million in no time at all by compounding all that stuff. So, yeah, he's not a welfare rancher. I've been to his house. We did that when we were reporting on him. But let me tell you what really concerns me about this. When I look at this indictment, the way they describe these events that you're looking at, people standing in the wash. We were there. We were reporting and filming. And you see anybody pointing guns at the police officers? Do you see anybody threatening? No, no. See, there's the police officers behind shields and vehicles pointing guns at us. They were threatening us, okay, all the people who were standing there. There were people who had guns on them in their holsters. There were people who had guns on them, rifles slung over their shoulders. That's reported in this indictment as people who were brandishing assault rifles. And who had pistols with them. Well, yeah, it's not against the law to have a pistol in Nevada. They were not breaking the law. They were exercising their First Amendment free speech. But what I'm concerned about when I look at this indictment here is at what point, when we look at some of the charges here, especially the ones against co-conspirator number 4, I have a good idea who that is. We're not going to mention any names. Let's just not bring personalities and people into this because you need to step back and look at it from the perspective of what's going on here, regardless of who this is. At what point does free speech, at what point does an opinion that disagrees with the government stop being an expression of the First Amendment right and become something like sedition? Now, they don't use that word anymore. This is kind of a dated word. No, what they use in the 21st century is conspiracy to impede the government. Remember that it was the FBI that invented the term conspiracy theory to shut down people saying, you know what you're saying about the JFK assassination? That couldn't possibly be true. That just doesn't match up with the facts. It doesn't match up with what we see. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Now, if you criticize the government, you are conspiring to impede federal officers in the line of their duty. Furthermore, you are conspiring to endanger the lives of federal officers because you're getting people upset about the government. We cannot criticize the government because we would be conspiring against the federal government. That's what most of this stuff boils down to, especially the stuff against co-conspirator number 4, accused of broadcasting information that was inflammatory, that accused the government of violating the Constitution and acting in a criminal way, which they do every single day. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the nightly news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.